Good morning, good day, greatness. Thank you for your support. I want us to have a conversation today. And I heard something last week, and it says, prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. And when I heard that, I paused and stopped for a second. And in that moment, I said to myself, Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tones, I don't need to prove nothing to nobody but myself. And I want us to focus on this week on where we got that mindset from, where we believe that we have to prove ourselves to each other or prove ourselves to individuals. That's what we're going to look at today. Now, before we get into our podcast this week, I want you to know straight up front that you don't need to prove yourself to nobody but yourself. You don't have to prove to nobody that you can be successful in life. You don't have to prove to nobody that you can make it without them. You don't have to prove to nobody that you can soar and go beyond the clouds and become all what you were designed to be. Because here is the danger. Here is the danger. You don't want to get in the habit of, I have to prove to you. And there's a difference between showing and proving. Now, I don't have a problem where you grow up in a community or an environment and you say, you know what? I want to show these young people. I want to show my community. I want to show my country. I want to show my neighborhood that you could become successful. But when you want to prove something, it's like you're taking your finger and you're putting it in somebody's face and say, I'm going to prove to you that I can make it. And what happens is when you try to prove to people that you can live without them, when you try to prove to people that you can make it, when you try to prove, what happens, proving people becomes your focus. And when proving to people becomes your focus, next thing you know, you're living in this cycle where you want people to be, you want to be accepted by people. You want people to like everything you want to do. You want people to give you that approval, that confirmation. And we talked about this in a previous podcast, that when it comes to your greatness, when it comes to you fulfilling your purpose in life, you don't need no one permission. And if you're waiting for the approval of others, it's not coming. I want you to look deep inside yourself today. I want you to ask yourself, am I waking up every day trying to prove a point to someone? I want you to be real with yourself. I see you sitting there having your cup of coffee, your cup of tea. You're probably on the treadmill, getting your workout. You're in the gym. You're walking. You're driving. Are you still trying to prove yourself to people that you can be successful? Where did that mindset come from? Where did that mindset come from? And when I heard that, I said, you know what? I need to bring this to the audience. I need to bring this to our community a Winners for Life coaching, an environment where we discover our success, greatness, purpose, and destiny. Because if you want to discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, if you want to live a life of success, greatness, purpose, and destiny, and become all what you were designed to be, you cannot do that if you are looking for the approval of people, or you're looking to try prove a point. The person that you need to prove is that person that you see in the mirror every day when you wake up. You know, when you told yourself, I'm going to do this, that's the person you need to prove to. You know, when you said, I'm going to be this place next year, maybe it's financially, maybe I'm going to be in a better place physically, I'm going to be in a better place probably in my marriage, I'm going to be in a better place in a relationship with my children, I'm going to be in a better place in my business, I'm going to be in a better place on my job, I'm going to be a better place in a relationship with my father or my mother or my children or my neighborhood or my community. Whatever you said to yourself, that's the person you need to prove. So I encourage you today, stop looking for the validation and the approval. Don't get caught up in that. That was something that I was caught up in. You know, I come on here and I record a podcast, and I'm telling you something that I experienced, because there was a time in my life when I wanted to prove to people who I am. When it comes to your purpose, listen to me now. When it comes to fulfilling your purpose, you don't have to prove that. You know, I thank God for giving me the opportunity to come to America to go to college. And I got my first undergraduate degree. Then I went on to get my first master's. Then I started my second master's and I didn't complete it. Had about 3 classes left in education. But when I came over here to go to the United States to go to college, my parents didn't sit me down and said, son, I want you to prove to everybody here that you can do it. I didn't have that conversation. My parents encouraged me, gave me their blessing, and I knew one thing back then. I want to go to college. I want to make my family proud. I want to make my country proud, because when I'm in college, I'm not just representing my family. I said, I'm representing the Bahamas. I don't want to fail in college. But when I got that degree, you know why? One of the reasons I went to college, I wanted to prove to myself that I could set a goal, that I could set an objective, that I could say that I want to accomplish something. And I can do it. And I went to college and I got my degree because that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to prove to myself, because my experience from grade 1 to grade 12 was not a good experience. So I wanted to show myself. I wanted to prove myself that because I changed my mindset, because I got into self-development, listen to motivational speakers, listen to teachers, because I realized that as a man thinking his heart, so is he. And because I changed my mindset from thinking below average, for thinking that I was only a C student in school, not realizing that in college I can be a B student, and every semester, even though I had to take 2 classes over every semester for my collegiate years in college, I was always on the honor roll because I had a changed mindset. I wanted to prove to myself that you don't have to be a C student for the rest of your life. So every day I wake up, I prove to myself. I'm still trying to prove to people who I am. And I encourage you, stop trying to prove people who you are. Stop trying to look for that validation from people of who you are. Stop trying. Get set free today. You're trying to approve. And you come out of that relationship and you say, oh, I want to prove to him, I want to prove to her, I can get an ex-boyfriend. I want to prove to him, to her, I can get married again. Oh, you got fired on the job. And they probably let you go. And there's so much anger. So you say, I want to prove to them that I can get another job. That's the wrong focus. You don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Before you were ever born in your mother's womb, you were designed and wired for a purpose. And when you came into this world, you were born with a purpose. And that purpose is for you, and only you can do that purpose. You don't have to focus on trying to prove to nobody who you are inside of you. Everything that you need to be successful is inside of you. Don't take all of that energy trying to prove to people, because whatever you focus on, it expands. All that energy that you use into focus on trying to prove to people that you can be successful or you can do this or you're trying to prove, take all of that energy and shift that energy into discovering your purpose. Take that energy in your self-development. Take that energy in being a better husband, a better father, a better a brother. Take all of that energy. All of that energy, take all of that energy and focus that energy on fulfilling your purpose and fulfilling the calling that you were placed in this world to be. This is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson. Hear me today. And I'm giving you some food for thought, some motivation, some inspiration, and some nuggets so you could pause today and make a shift and get out of that trap of trying to prove to people who you are. You're listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, discover your greatness, discover your purpose, discover your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. Remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is the day. Why? Because on this day, you made a decision that you will stop trying to prove to people who you are and trying to get validated from people and trying to get likes from people and confirmation and affirmation, because it's like throwing a penny into a bottomless pit. You will never be filled up trying to get approval from others. I encourage you today, tap into your potential, discover your purpose, continue to release your greatness, and the only person that you need to prove to yourself that what you said that you were going to do, that you will do it.